There was no Gaza Strip before 1948. This was a Zionist idea of how to deal with hundreds of thousands of Palestinians that Israel could not push towards the Sinai peninsula because Egypt closed its borders. So they decided to create that strip, which you can see is a rectangle, a very clear shape, and created the mega refugee camp to begin with, between 1948 to 1967. Of course, the resistance there was always more stubborn, more powerful than anywhere else in Palestine. That makes a lot of sense to me. Nothing to do with political Islam or the left or the Fatah. You just have to live in the Gaza Strip and ask yourself, would you really be willing to do nothing in front of such reality? And then as a reaction, Israel turned the mega refugee camp into a mega prison. It took out the settlers and built the siege around Gaza and created it as a mega prison. And when the resistance continued from the mega prison, they even created something worse, something like an extermination camp in the days of the Second World War. They always upgraded the solution in their eyes to a problem that already they didn't find a solution to in 1948.